This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We're streaming live on YouTube, too, at the Team 980, where you see Mark Ross, former New York Giants executive. He's been with the NFL Network long enough that Washington fans don't have to be mad.
Yeah, well.
And you've been great on the show before.
I was Eagles,
know.
Too, so.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, in that case, sorry, it was great
that.
To have
yeah,
you,
yeah,
and
yeah,
good
yeah,
to see
no,
you.
And we used to beat up on y'all, too, with the Giants and the Eagles, so sorry about that. Yeah.
But it is a new day.
New day, new era. And I'm not with this team, so I'm rooting for y'all, too. So yeah, you got the best quarterback.
That is for sure, and that's something I remember talking to you about before the draft last year. And it's been great having you on the show. And you keep saying nice things about Washington, then they do great things, and now people in Washington can love you. So I want to actually start with the question that I'm asking everybody that comes through, because I think you're the only guy that's actually been in the team building process that I think I'm going to be able to talk to this week. So is there something the way that Washington built what they built last year? That like changed the way you think about the NFL or team building. See, and maybe for someone who's thought about it as much as you, it's clarifying more than changing. But is there something that either changed or clarified about team building and success in the NFL
Washington? I don't think they changed. I just think they got with what everybody else, well, the successful teams was doing, and that's some sort of stability and competency in the key decision making positions of, okay, our GM. Adam Peters, this is not a question mark here. He's been established. Our head coach here, Dan Quinn, okay, is he the superstar? I don't know, but he's been established. He's won a lot of games with the Falcons. So you put those two pillars in place, and then it seemed as if they had a good plan of let's just put this solid, consistent foundation here with the offseason signings. Oh, okay, now let's just go draft the best quarterback in the NFC with the second pick in the draft. That helps out a lot. So when you're three pillars, you crush those, you're off to a good start.
Yeah, and not to mention ownership, if you want to add that one in too. Like, that's the one who puts them all in place.
I'll leave y'all the Washingtonians to crush Snyder. But, yes, that helps as well.
I'm just saying, right? Like, if you think of the four main pillars of a successful organization.
I think that Snyder regime had everybody in Washington, so I got plenty of family and friends in Washington, man, and you know, just to get that cloud out of there the first year, and then okay, now you bring in that the fresh ownership group, certainly that helps.
So the thing that I feel like for me answers that question, and I'm curious to then run this by you as someone who's done it, is the competitive character part of the evals and how they built the team. And it's like, you can get like I'll use Madden ratings as a way to like make this universal, right? There's a bunch of different players in the NFL that have a 77 Madden rating, right? Like, that's actually not that hard to find.
Yeah.
But, like, how do you get there? Is it because you are 77 every single week? Or are you a guy that plays like an 88 one week and a 65 the next? Like, the consistency of the competitive character that they had and the types of guys that they targeted, I think, was clarifying in a lot of ways that everyone was moving in the same direction.
Yeah, I think when I watch and evaluate players, you shouldn't have to look for them. So let's just say I'm this receiver. Let's say a linebacker, And I'm like, okay, he's not involved in the action. He's like, when you're watching film and someone's always showing up,
yeah,
that's competitiveness. That's production, as opposed to, well, he's 6'5 and 300 pounds, and he may do this, he could do this, and he's up and down, and he shows flashes. Those are the ones that continue to sort of flash, whereas those guys that are always at it, the competitiveness that you can easily see when you watch them, you watch Terry McLaurin, you don't have to guess where he is or what he's doing. He's giving it his all. You see that. Jaden Daniels, you see it in them. Those are the players that they brought in year one. Even the vets that they brought in, the Austin Ecklers of the world.
Right.
It was, okay, he may be tapped out, but this guy's bringing it. So that's how they built it and will continue the build. Now, the best mix is super talented guys that are
of course
super competitive. That's, but where's the blend? Where's the formula of, okay, a little bit less talent, but the competitiveness, or a bunch of talent, the competitiveness? That's really what you're trying to achieve, that ultimate mix there.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Mark Ross, NFL Network, with us here on The Hoffman Show. Okay, well, let me ask you a dumb question then. Why didn't everybody get it right all the time? Like, what is the hard part about executing that? Because it sounds so simple. And I think that's why sometimes, like, people on my side of the business get it wrong.
Yep.
And then I think sometimes people on that, like, have been there will criticize, like, oh, what does that guy know? And it's like, then they get on TV and they say the same exact things that we've all been
exactly.
saying. And it's like, okay, so the idea is not bad. It's the execution of it. Why of is course. It so hard to execute?
Because there's so many variables. There's so many factors that go into one player, whether it's his own qualities, whether it's injuries, whether it's scheme, whether it's fit with that team, whether it's the coaching that comes with that, the player that gets there, mentally, if they're prepared and ready, mature enough. And not everybody, not all players are made to make it. And that's, I think right now, all 300 of these guys at the combine are going to be Pro Bowl players. You know, that's the way we talk about these players. But no, the reality is there's going to be 10. And there's going to be 200 that don't make the NFL and aren't very good. So I think the expectations that they are all are going to make it is just not realistic, because just like anything or any good profession in life that you do, there's going to be an upper echelon of talent, a good group, a lot of middle class, and then a ton of people that don't make it. And I think, unfortunately, that doesn't get applied to the NFL or sports, where at this time of year, all these guys are Pro Bowl players. And when they're not, like, they're a bust. They don't know what they're doing. But the intrinsic nature of scouting is find the gems and fill in the gaps there, and then makes the team.
Which is also the alternate answer to that first question I ask you is, like, I don't know, just be good at your job. Like, how do you be good? Well, be good at your job, because, like, oh, you can't possibly take a running back or a middle linebacker in the middle of the first round and then take a tight end. Well, like, unless it's Jahmyr Gibbs, Jack Campbell, and Sam LaPorta.
it all changes, right? And that's the thing. Like, everything is not set. Like, you have to do it this certain way. You have to adjust, but depending on what team you are and who you have on your team and the players and where you're going, the quarterback you have, all 32 teams are completely different in what they are and where they are and where they're trying to get. Of course, they're trying to win the Super Bowl, but they're all at different places, so you all can't do it the same. And every year, whoever wins the Super Bowl, how do we do it like them? Well, they're all different, and it changes. And for this year, I've been saying it over and over. You want to be like the Eagles? Just hit on all your draft picks the past 4 years.
Right.
Just do that, and you're fine.
Yeah, 100%.
And it was the same with the Patriots. How do we be like, go get Tom Brady, go get the greatest
quarterback. Right, and then having played a discount for 20 years. And that gives you a lot of wiggle room. And I will say, like, the Eagles thing, hit on all of them, but also trade back a bunch. Make sure that you have, if you do miss, that you have extra picks. Mm-hmm, like, which actually brings me to my next question. As we're talking to Mark Ross, former NFL executive with the Giants and the Eagles, we'll just say that part quickly and move on. And of course, now with the NFL Network here on the Hoffman Show on the Team 980. The Myles Garrett situation, you know, it's not going to be anything that happens quickly, especially as definitive as Andrew Berry was behind us at the podium yesterday. But conceptually, the idea that the Commanders can make a big move, and people are like, oh, you can't do that, can't go all in. It's like, well, there are other ways to you know, get more picks by trading back. Okay, you trade a couple away a couple picks, you trade back, now you get the right number later, but if you're good at your job and you nail the picks, then it can work out.
Yeah.
But for Washington, if you're in that front office and, you know, Adam Peters has gone around the room soliciting opinions, what are you saying about the idea of giving up, let's say, two firsts for Myles Garrett?
Yeah, I think two firsts wouldn't be bad, but though, as you mentioned about Andrew Berry and how definitive he was, he's just, unless it's something unbelievable, he's not going to move off of it. So this is, of course, fun to talk to about Myles Garrett because it is Myles Garrett, but realistically, and what Andrew Berry's saying, some other GMs I would not believe, but him, I know Andrew, like, he's being honest about this thing. Like, he's not letting this guy go. So I think it'll be fun to talk about until something does or does not happen with Miles, but realistically, I don't think it'll happen.
So conceptually for Washington, if you are there's not another guy that's, you know, going to be the cost of Miles, obviously. But if you think about making trades and giving up draft capital, is that something that, based off where they are, they have to re-sign a ton of free agents. But they were in the NFC Championship game last year. So how are you thinking about that?
So their timeline got accelerated so fast, whereas last year it seemed as if, okay, fun team, rookie quarterback.
See if they're any good.
Be competitive. Yeah. See what's going on. Now it's we can beat the Eagles, you know. So it's
only team that did after week five, by the way.
That is true. We won't mention Jalen Hurts got hurt, but that's okay. But yeah,
it's
but
true.
No, they are. They beat them, and they went toe to toe. So they should be looking at it as, why not us? We got the best quarterback in the NFC. We got a good coach. We got all of this, and so their timeline and the way they're building this is sort of changed a little bit. Where, all right, can we be a little bit more aggressive? Should we be a little bit more aggressive? And that's what they're talking about all this all season. Now, you don't want to go crazy. You don't want to overvalue and be desperate. But you can be a little bit more aggressive, and we have a chance at this thing.
So my theory of the case with this roster is, to going back to the Madden ratings, right? Like, they've been really good at finding the 78 guys.
Yeah,
like, hey, how do we get men? Maybe even we coach them up, put them in a different scheme, and, you know, they're an 82 by the middle of the season. Like, oh, we got a deal. Getting the 95 guys hard, getting the 99 club guys, that's what's hard. And that's why, like,
it.
I'm like, yeah, I would do whatever it takes for Miles.
Yep,
like,
yep,
I'm not going to go break Andrew Berry's spirit down if he's this defiant about it.
Yep.
But, like, that getting those kinds of guys costs money and or
no
draft
question.
Capital.
Yep.
So is that, or do you feel like Washington's at a place in their timeline where that is something that they should be pursuing?
Yeah, it's always that fine line of, all right, how desperate how much do we want to give up to get? And as you said, great players usually are either super high draft picks, or you pay a ton of money for them in free agency. And
Washington, or you got to draft them, but they're not 99s immediately.
Yeah, or you strike gold, you know, with somebody, but, you know, Terry McLaurin, you know, you strike gold like that. So for them, yeah, you need to, okay, this is where we are, and we might have to pay a ton to go get this. And, yeah, why not? Why not them? And, again, I get back to the landscape of who they're competing against and where they are as an organization. Like, yeah, this could be their time for a while.
So if you are looking at either this draft class or this free agency class, is there anybody that you would have at the very top of the board for Washington that not necessarily, it doesn't have to be like
oh, that's the guy I'd spend a ton of money on. Like, I know one guy that a lot of fans like that I like for them is Darius Slayton. I don't know how much Darius Slayton's going to cost. Probably not anything crazy. Yeah. But, like, that idea of adding the vertical speed, I'm all on board with trying to pursue Darius Slayton. Is there anybody for Washington that sticks out for you?
You know, nobody just, you know, off the top of my head, I'd say. But for the most part, I don't think Darius Slayton really is going to move the needle for you guys. But when I watch the offense, you do need another person opposite Terry, for sure. You know, that was the when I as fantastic as Jaden is in the run game, but you do need maybe one or two other playmakers there because when you're throwing to the Noah Browns of the world, like that's not going to get it done for y'all. There needs to be more there.
Mark Ross, you can catch him NFL Network, their show Path to the Draft. Obviously, they have all kinds of great stuff leading up, not only here in Indianapolis and the coverage all weekend, but leading up to the draft over the next few weeks. Good to finally meet you in person,
man.
Yeah,
for sure.
Mark Ross, everybody, we'll be back with more from Indy next on the Team 980.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, bootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.